year on this date, the president pardons a turkey, gives a turkey a break, and spares that turkey's life. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is the turkey that just this morning got the presidential pardon. Congratulations, Mr. Turkey.
Hey there, guys. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Good. I'm sure you're doing great.
Yeah. Doing great. Doing wonderful. It's great to talk to you guys. I just got the word about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
I was pardoned. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Now, it's a great day, I tell you. I'm so elated right now. You can tell I'm a little bit out of breath. But I was already blindfolded. I had my last cigarette burning in my beak. And the red phone rings, and the executioner takes off his hood. He takes the call, and then he ripped off the blindfold from me. And when I saw the disappointment in his eyes, I knew right then I was going home.
Well, that's great. I think you ought to, like, maybe thank the president personally for something like this.
Well, you know, I'm safe to say I'm not a Democrat. I call him Democrats.
Right.
You know, I don't like what he's done to the country. I'm kind of a high end turkey. I'm a 1%er. I got a Romney tattoo, you know, so I thought for sure Obama would have me dead on his table. But instead, I'm going to be at his table tomorrow. I'll be at the White House as a guest of the first family for their traditional Muslim Thanksgiving. It's great. And then after the dinner tomorrow night, I'm going to get on a jet plane, and I'm going to head back down out of Texas.
Oh, you're from Texas?
Yeah. I live in Burleson.
Well, you don't really sound like a Texan.
Yeah. I was supposed to be cutting the ribbon at the turkey trot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tell you what, pretty good for a turkey. He was on death row for a horrible crime just hours ago, huh?
A horrible crime?
I was on death row for a string of homicides up in the Northwest, but
string.
You know, I never confessed to that, and was on death row for 3 years, and you know, I was convicted on flimsy evidence. My lawyer thought I had a good chance of being acquitted at trial because authorities had mishandled the semen samples.
Oh my gosh!
But you know, I had a bad jury as a jury of carnivores. It was all foxes and wolves and coyotes, so
yeah.
I had no chance.
You were probably in for some trouble there.
No chance, you know. Yeah. But, you know, sit down with the president tomorrow night and, you know, try not to get into too many political discussions, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Right.
I don't want to sit there and waste their time, you know, telling this guy what an idiot he is. But, you know, his policies, God almighty. You're getting me worked up now. Come on, it's supposed to be a happy day.
Right.
The president doesn't have a good head on his shoulders, but at least he left my head on my shoulders. You know what I mean? You guys, you two, you crack me up.
You cracked the joke. We didn't say anything.
I listen all the time to you guys. I let you guys go. I got to get out of here. I got to go do a photo op over here.
Okay.
John Boehner.
I thought you had to take a bite out of crime.
What?
Nothing.
Come on.
I hate you.
I do too. There he goes. The pardoned turkey. From Burleson, with that accent.